Prairie Le Compton Locker Room Chat. It continues tonight on KNZA. I'm Brandon Tamma. We're joined by the Prairie Le Compton boys basketball coach Matt Simmons for a few minutes, brought to you by Heinen Repair, First State Bank. Coach, let's dive into it. A couple games since we spoke to you a week ago, and it started with a tilt at Royal Valley on Friday in league play. And, you know, Royal Valley win-wise, you know, maybe not where they would like to be at this point, but that's always a tough place to play. And it was a good game from start to finish, 62-57. You guys were able to go on the road, get that win by five. Take us back to that one Friday. What'd you like? What'd you see ultimately coming out with that win?
Well, we put together three very good quarters. We shot the ball at a high rate. We threw it inside like we wanted to do. We defended really well. We held them to 4 points in the second quarter, which has to do with them missing some shots, but also our defensive effort. And I'm really proud going into halftime and happy. And then we came out and we just kept our foot on the pedal. And then, you know, you wouldn't think that by the final score, because they went bananas from three in the end of the third and all the fourth. I know the Buskirk kid had hit five threes in the second half and four in the fourth quarter. They were just all just such tough shots, and got fouled on another one and made all three free throws. And then, you know, we were up 22 at one point, 25, and then we found ourselves up three with about a minute 30 to go. And, you know, we told them, you know, in the timeout, we, you know, just the week before, we were down 5 with 16 seconds. So you should know that the game's never over. And we, you know, credit to them. They hit some, I mean, amazing shots and played really hard and never stopped fighting. But we let up a little bit as well and kind of took our foot off the pedal, and they made us pay. And we were lucky, you know, fortunate to get out of there with a win in a tough environment with kids making some really tough shots.
Yeah, in this league, there's just so many good teams and also a lot of good coaches as well. And Royal Valley, you know, has one of those in Chris Brown. He's been doing it for a long time. You know, the game after your guys' game on Friday, they had to play Pleasant Ridge on Monday, I believe, and they got a big win there, and it was Chris Brown's 200th win. I just wanted to get kind of your thoughts on that. So many great coaches in this league, and obviously he is one of those.
Yeah, you know, we've been going at it now 5 years, and we've had some really tough battles, and he had some amazing teams that he took even further, you know, than their talent provided, and took them to the state tournament twice and the state championship game. And then, you know, they lost a huge senior class, and, you know, I felt like a sigh of relief. And then we turned around and played them, and we had to hit a game winning shot. And the next one, was really close as well, just because of how good of a coach as he is. And, you know, he had mentioned to me before the game that he was on his way to his 200th win. And I was just kind of shocked by that. And I told him, are you kidding me? How long have you been doing this? And, you know, he said 14 years. To have 200 wins in 14 years is just incredible. And, yeah, I congratulate him on that success. And, you know, it's just something, you know, he's so humble, you would have never really known it, that he'd won that much. And, that kind of showed me just how good these, you know, this league is and the coaches are. And, you know, 200 wins in that short amount of time is quite the accomplishment, and all the respect to him.
You guys got back to it this week, a non-league game on Tuesday night at Osage City, and that was an Osage City win. 55-39 that final. You know, you step out of league at this point in the year, maybe get a good taste of what the postseason's going to be like. You know, obviously you want to come out with the win, but what were a few keys from that game at Osage City on Tuesday?
You know, they just punched us in the mouth early. You know, that's a Coach Fort's been there a very long time, won a state championship there. I think they went to the state championship in football, and a lot of very tough kids that are disciplined to play, you know, the quote unquote right way, and play hard and box out and, you know, and fight you the whole game. And, it didn't help that, you know, we went 3 for 25 from three and 4 for 12 from the line. And, we just could never make any shots. And we had a really, you know, we had a halftime talk about it, and, you know, we came out and made a big push, and I think we got it to 10 at one point, but it was just kind of out of reach by then. You know, we scored 10 points in the first half. And we didn't do a terrible job defensively, you know, held them to, I think, like 22. You know, which, you know, you can hang your hat on that, but when you score 10 points, you've given yourself a hole. And, you know, we didn't play like ourselves. I think that we had kind of hung our hat that we'd won a lot of games recently, and we didn't come out with the same fire they did. And, you know, that's why the result is what it was. They beat us in every aspect of the game. So credit to them. And that's a really good out of conference game for us, as most of our games are, with the Wellsvilles and Paolas and, you know, teams like that. Valley Falls out of our conference. So, our out of conference schedule is very tough, and Osage is just another notch on that belt of a tough schedule.
Three of your last four games are going to be at home, so that's obviously a positive, and that stretch starts tomorrow night. You guys get Sabetha at home. Blue Jays look really good in their game at Jeff West. They won it, I believe it was 70-29. They got out big early. They were pressing. They you know, go 10, 11 deep, and, you know, they lost some good kids, but I think they got 9, 10 seniors on their roster, so guys that have been with the program for a long time. This is a very good basketball team you guys are going to see tomorrow night at home.
Yeah, you know, it's just a factory over there. You know, it's every year, you know, that I've been in this league, it's outside of one, I think they've been kind of a team that can make it to the state tournament or, you know, a team that's going to be at the top of the league. And, you know, they graduated 4 or 5 college basketball players in the last couple of years and some college football players. And you think, you know, oh, maybe this will be the year they're down. And, you know, here they are again, you know, with a winning record and a bunch of seniors who play hard, and guys have been waiting their turn behind some really good players the last couple of years. And, you know, it's just, like I said, it's a factory of really good athletes and really good culture and winning over there. And, we've battled Sabetha for several years in a row now, and they've come out on top quite a few of those times. And we expect nothing less than a really good game.
There it is. Perry LeCompton, boys basketball coach Matt Simmons joining us. Always appreciate the time, Sabetha and Perry LeCompton. That'll be at Perry LeCompton tomorrow night. Of course, you can view that on the Sabetha channel courtesy of MSC Sports. Coach, we always appreciate the few minutes. We'll talk to you again next week.
All right. Thanks, Brandon.